Hello, everybody. I wanted to talk about our Elevate Your Energy Challenge that we just did last week and that I want you guys to keep doing for the rest of the month, for the rest of your life, really. I love running. I love teaching you guys about strength and giving you workouts and talking about nutrition and giving you food, but there's more to getting fit, strong, and healthy, right? And it's these mindset things, these personal development things that really help you to continue to do the work, because the habits of getting fit, strong, and healthy are pretty simple, but we really struggle to stay on track with those habits. And that's where personal development and looking at some of the other parts of life, like energy, right, really helps. And Alex and I have started doing, you know, breaking the month up into different challenges and focuses. So week one, we talk about something different, mindset, personal development. Week two, we're going to be talking, that's going to be our community nutrition week. Week three is a Q&A with me week. And week four is a fitness week where we bring it all back to the exercise, okay? But those people who, because you know, you look at those people and you're like, how do they do it all? How do they keep it all together? Like, how do you stay on track? How do those people stay on track? And you know, I still look at people who do that. I look at very successful people who I admire and respect and look up to, and I really study them. And I've looked up to people through some really hard times in my life. And it's driven me to really study high performance habits. I study, you know, really successful people. People who don't just look like they have it all together, but like people who legitimately do, you know, people who I admire. And what it's come down to is it's not actually the food and the workouts, it's the other stuff. And that's where my study of high performance habits, of my own work, my own personal development work, my own mindset work really changed my life, because doing the deeper mindset and personal development works gives you the actual skills that you need to stay on track with the fitness and food, okay? Because we struggle with the fitness and food. It will continue to be a struggle unless we do the deeper mindset work. No one really does the deeper mindset work. Everyone tells you to just work out more and eat less. Not quite true. Even the way we teach you guys, do these workouts and here are your recipe guides, like awesome. But it's hard to keep going. And so I love this challenge, Elevate Your Energy. Elevating your energy, understanding your energy, tapping into your energy, getting in control of your energy is a high performance skill. And if you guys are out there and you want to run and you want to get fit and you want to have a successful career and you want to be a healthy role model for your kids, you want it all. And so we need to understand these high performance habits. Elevate your energy. That's what we talked about last week. So I just want to round up that discussion on elevating your energy, because you guys, it's so important. Life is full of negativity, especially right now. There's a lot of hard things. First thing we need to understand is that 50% of our emotions are going to be negative. That is just like a fact of life. And if we don't know how to manage those emotions properly, we can really get stuck in those negative emotions, right? That's when we eat all the food and drink all the alcohol and get sucked into the negative energy, and we can't pull ourselves out. And then we fall off track with the workouts, we fall off track with the food, we beat ourselves up when we go into those negative downward spirals of restricting and binging and feeling guilty and beating ourselves up and falling off track and starting again and never getting results, trying this diet and trying that diet. And so part of this Elevate Your Energy Challenge is about getting in control of your emotions and understanding how to change your physiological state like that, because you can. You have that power. So the first thing you need to do, and we talked about this week, but I just wanted to do kind of like a roundup training session for you guys. And I'll pop this on the podcast as well so that you guys can all catch it. The first step is to understand that you can change your energy at any second as you choose. That is a high performance frontal cortex skill. You get to choose your thoughts. You are 100% control of the thoughts you think. And that's the number one step to elevating your energy, is knowing that you get to control those thoughts. Most people don't understand we can control our thoughts. We're just like lost in these automatic thoughts of negativity generally. Our brain wants to keep you safe, and your brain is always throwing out sort of like, it's weird how your automatic brain throws out like negativity to you and like almost puts you down and keeps you small. So what, it's weird. That's what our primitive brain does, our lizard brain does. It will try to keep you small and keep you safe, because actually, you know, staying in bed and beating yourself up is way harder than saying, no, you got this. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to think this way. You don't have to feel this way. Let's get in control of what you can. Let's get back up now. That's a harder thought. That's like a higher level thought than just being like, I suck. I'm just gonna eat these chips. I'm gonna start again next month. Like, that's an easy thought, because it keeps you safe. It keeps you comfortable in your bed doing the things that you've always done. But it sabotages you over and over and over again until you understand that that happens, and that you actually get to choose your thoughts and elevate your energy on purpose when you understand that and you choose to. So that's step one of elevating your energy, is understanding you get to change it. You can totally change your energetic state anytime you want. And you have to understand how to do that. So then step two is noticing your energetic state. Notice where your energy is at. Do you tend to have those negative thoughts? Do you tend to fall off track? Do you tend to beat yourself up and be super negative to yourself? Do you feel like you're vibrating really low all the time? Does the external world get into you and pull you down, right? Do you get really affected by all the things that are going on around you, right? Notice what happens when you fall off track. Notice what happens when you don't hit the pace that you want, or the race gets canceled, or you know, you have a fight with your husband. Notice your energy and where it goes. Okay, you have to notice it. No judgment on yourself, but start to notice it. Notice your energy. Okay, then remember, you get to change it. You get to change your state by getting in control of those thoughts and thinking different thoughts and doing different things. When I found myself in a really downward spiral after kids, drinking too much, eating too much, skipping workouts, and then over-exercising to make it up, and then like getting caught up in all this negativity in my relationship and in my world around me, which felt like it was falling apart, and I was getting sucked down the vortex. And as I did that, I was getting more and more out of control of my thoughts. I started telling myself I was crazy and I couldn't do this and I sucked, and I'm like really negative, toxic self-talk to myself, really low energy vibration, which was like I was fighting with everybody around me. I was terrible. I used to talk to my sister. I'm like, she must be so sick of me. Like, I can't even, it actually got to a point where like I can't even stand being around myself. And that's when I decided to change. And I didn't realize what I was doing, but what I was doing was noticing my thoughts, noticing these automatic things that were happening within me, pulling my energetic state so far down that I didn't even recognize myself. And that negative energetic state was pulling me down this spiral of just awfulness. And I hated it. I hated how I felt. I hated how I showed up in life. I hated everything about that negative energetic state, and I decided to change it. I was lucky. I didn't understand what I was doing, but I noticed it quickly, and I noticed that I didn't like it. I really struggled in those years after babies. It was a very big change for me, and as we talk about in our premium coaching club, there's a lot of trauma that happens in life, and that is one of those trauma times for me. But I noticed it, and step three is deciding to change it. So I didn't I remember telling myself, like, I felt like I was drowning. I was like, I feel like I'm drowning. I don't even know who I am. I hate my life. I hate all this stuff. I'm completely lost and I'm drowning. I remember feeling like someone asked me, how are you? And I said, I'm drowning. I remember feeling like I was like my head was just here and I was thrashing. And I decided to get coaching. That was one of the first things I did, was I decided I needed help. I said, I don't know what kind of help I need. I don't know what I need to do, but I need to change stuff. This is not okay. And I got coaching. Hey, Cindy, I know. You were like me a few years ago, like 5 years ago. And you're on the same path because you got coaching. And we're working through this in our premium coaching club. These are the things we talk about, you guys. We work through this stuff. But I didn't realize what I did. But in that coaching program and just through some natural things, I started to get in control of my thoughts, right? And I started to change my energy because I was working on my thoughts and how I was seeing things and how I was speaking and how I was showing up in the world. I got into essential oils. I actually replaced wine with essential oils. And the reason I loved essential oils was that I could almost, what I did, again, before I understood what was actually happening behind this stuff, I was like, I'm feeling really low. I'm feeling really anxious. And I was like, well, what oil will help me not feel anxious? Frankincense. Okay, let's go get some frankincense. And what that did was, and I enjoyed learning about essential oils. And in this process, what I was doing was noticing my emotions, noticing my thoughts, noticing the low energetic vibration that was going on in me, noticing it without judgment, and then choosing to do something about it. And so these feelings are real. We can't just ignore the feelings and push them down and run, because that doesn't quite work. They will come back up if we're not noticing them and like talking about them and naming them. Then they just get stuffed down and they come out in all kinds of other weird ways. But what I did by getting coaching and getting into essential oils and doing a lot of thought and deeper mindset work was I called out the emotions and I talked about them in my coaching in the coaching club, in the coaching group that I joined. And then with the essential oils, I called them out. And so I'm feeling anxious, right? I'm feeling anxious. And instead of drinking wine and beating myself up and then going on my downward spiral, I named the emotion. And I went and got some frankincense and I took care of the emotion, whether the oil did anything or not. I think the actual thing was that I noticed the emotion, I chose to do something about it. And just noticing the emotion and dealing with it was powerful. What I did was change my energetic state like that, because I noticed, I decided to make a change and I did something about it. I didn't stuff it down with food or alcohol or excessive exercise or even social media and just like running through social media, because those are, yes, ways to handle the emotions and ways to change your energetic state, except you don't name the emotion, you don't call it out, you just stuff it down. And often we're stuffing things down to numb ourselves and not actually notice the emotion. We're like completely disconnected from our emotions. Does this make sense, you guys? This is like deep work. And so, that's what I want you guys to start to think about. Notice those feelings that you're feeling, and then don't beat yourself up, don't drink them, don't eat them, because we emotionally eat so much, or we undereat and we try to get, you know, take such control of our nutrition that we just don't eat, because that's our way of coping, and then we binge and we restrict and we actually damage our bodies that way. And so when we're not noticing our emotions, noticing our energetic state, understanding we can change it, and then working towards changing it in a healthy way that's going to support your body and your life and your goals, as opposed to sabotaging our bodies, which is what we do, right? We eat and we drink and we skip workouts, or we overexercise and we trash our hormones and we cause a lot of inflammation. We beat ourselves up, we binge eat, we stress eat, we beat ourselves up, right? Slow down. Notice your emotions. 50% of your emotions are negative. They are normal. I shared with you guys last week how I'm feeling scared and lonely and angry and scared. And I mean, in previous years, I would just drink that, you know, I would drink and I would eat and I would overexercise and I'd train for a marathon, you know, like just excessively. But I'm processing that and I'm sharing it and I'm talking about it and I'm understanding I get to change my state. And I tell you, I cried my eyes out one day last week and I shared what was going on with me. I was vulnerable. Vulnerability is another habit of high performance people, successful high performance people actually crushing it in the world. And I felt better. I actually feel lighter this week. Lighter in spirit, not lighter in weight, lighter in spirit. I've had clarity in a couple of areas in my work that I've been stuck. And you know, I changed my energetic state, I understand. And so the third step of changing your energetic state is to start to actually change it. It's to start to notice it and then do something about it. Don't eat it, don't drink it, don't beat yourself up. Don't even sign up for a marathon and run it off, because that's not dealing with it. I want you guys to deal with it. So what are ways? There's so many ways that you can change your emotional state. You can get in control and elevate your energy on purpose. And I want you guys trying to elevate your energy, noticing that state, changing that state, and just choosing to elevate your energy as much as you can all the time so that you don't hit that crashing point where you burn out, right? If we're constantly doing things along the way. Hey guys, I'm almost in. Hey, sorry, my kids came in and then my app crashed. So I just want to finish this really quick, you guys, this conversation on changing your energetic state and elevating your energy on purpose, is that I want you guys to notice it when you're feeling down, notice those emotions and decide to change them with something healthy and supportive of your body and your goals and not beating yourself up. But I also want you guys to start to think about elevating your energy every day, like ramping up your energy on purpose. You get to do that, right? And so ways that we talked about that I posted about this week were bring joy to every situation. Right? Try to be the light in the room, the motivation, the inspiration in the room. When someone asks you how you are, well, that's not true. There are times where you're really struggling, you know, but get coaching on that. When you're struggling, you guys, don't struggle alone. Get coaching through that. But you know, I try to always, I don't try, I actually feel this way now because I've worked through it, but when I see people now, I'm like, I'm awesome. Like, I'm super awesome, right? Again, get coaching if you're struggling, but try to bring the energy, bring the joy, feel the joy everywhere you can. I shared a great video with Brendon Burchard, who is the world's top high performance habit coach and master, really. And he's just so good, right? Bring the joy to your interactions as much as you can. Not even when someone says, I guess, how are you doing? If you're really not doing good, you know, again, don't spread that negativity, but have your people that you can talk to. That's where coaching really comes in, because, you know, my sister didn't want to listen to me anymore. There's only so much negativity I could bring at that time. And that's why I got help. There are points in time where you need more help. So get that help, but bring the joy where you can. Okay. So we got to know the difference between when we really need help and when we really just need to step it up and bring the joy. Move, exercise, right? Most of you are all good at exercise. We know exercise brings us joy, it changes our energetic state, being in nature. But the thing for runners is we can't run all day long. And if you run too much to bring the joy to your life and elevate your energy, you're going to tank your hormones and inflame your body, and it's going to actually end up sabotaging you. So you want to balance that with other things, right? We want to you know, getting in nature. When I've already done my workout in the day and I need to elevate my energy later in the day, I don't go for another workout or another intense run. I go for a walk outside. Know the places that light you up. Know the things that light you up and do that. When I lived in Winnipeg, Canada, through the winters with my babies, I really struggled. My happy place is in the forest, and I was in the dead of winter, minus 50. Stuck in this tiny condo by myself during those really, really hard years. Lots of stuff going on at home with my family, my husband, and just life with babies. And what I did is there was this conservatory at the zoo, and it was like a greenhouse in a little bubble. And I used to go and sit there because it elevated my energy. It took me to my happy place. So know your happy places. Know what makes you happy and try to do those things, right? Without burning yourself out, runners. I know you guys, you burn yourselves out. So don't, you have to balance. That's not all about exercise and pushing yourself to the bone, okay? We need to find other ways. And that was one of my ways, was going to sit in this greenhouse. I used to take the babies, and my little guy was probably two, and he would run around, and then my baby would just be, you know, sleeping in his little crib, and I would just sit there breathing and just being in nature. And it elevated my energy. It gave me what I needed to do, what I needed to get through the day. So I got messages popping up. Know what elevates your energy and do those things, right? Essential oils, like I talked about. Again, I have a document in the membership site, you guys. I think it's in the emotional eating module on essential oils. And what I love about them is that like I told you, I use them to connect, to notice my emotions, and then choose an oil to help change my emotion or support that emotion I was feeling, right? In the morning, I love peppermint and wild orange. In the morning, I love lime and spearmint because they're going to elevate my energy. I want to bring the joy to every day. I want to start it energized up. And so I do that. At night, it's lavender, frankincense. During the day, if I'm feeling like a negative emotion, a heavy emotion, I look to my oils. Well, what oil can I use to help me through this? It's just a tool to notice those emotions and change them, shift your energy, okay? Food, we talked about high energetic food, right? Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, food in its most natural state. That's all high vibe. You feel good when you eat that stuff. Processed foods, sugary foods, pop, alcohol feels good in the moment, but feels really not good later on. And that's when we're like, oh, I feel guilty, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But that spirals you down. So don't look at food as calories or, you know, when we're thinking about your energy, think about food as a way to elevate your energy. I love big salads with chickpeas. I love, you know, lots of vegetables with every meal. Water, just staying hydrated, high energy, high vibe food, okay? Very interesting. Of course, we always stay in macro balance as much as possible because we're really trying to support those blood sugars. And we have an 80-20 rule because sometimes a cookie really does make you happy. Just be in tune and intentional with it, right? Yesterday I had a margarita. I had one. I wanted to. I was out with my husband. We were going for a walk and we decided to have one. I didn't have three or four and then feel guilty later, which I've done in the past. I chose to have one and I felt good. Gave me high vibe, but I didn't have a bunch. We were celebrating, you know, like going for a beach walk and just spending some time together, and that's fine. 80-20, right? Doesn't have to be perfect. But thinking about elevating your energy, right? If I would have had four, and I was conscious of this, there's a part of me that was like, let's have another. I'm like, no, another will make me feel bad. Another is me being out of control. I'm going to have one. I've worked on this trait. So I know lots of us struggle with alcohol, or we struggle with food and sugar and self-sabotage stuff. So notice that. Choose high vibe. I chose high vibe. I had one. Super good. I enjoyed it. And then we went on our merry way for the rest of our walk. Yoga, sleeping, thinking thoughts on purpose, gratitude, time with friends. There's so many ways that you can elevate your energy. And I want you guys to take this challenge through the rest of the month. I'm not going to post every day about energy because next week Alexander is going to be talking about hunger cues. But these are habits that we want to, that are important in our lives when we're trying to build fit, strong, and healthy bodies, right? So try to elevate your energy every day. Notice those feelings and just try to elevate. Start your day. Elevate it. That's why I say start your day with gratitude, with journaling. Remind yourself of your goal. Get your essential oils going. Have some water. Make sure your breakfast is macro balanced and like full of nutrient-dense foods to get started, you know? Do things throughout your day to elevate your energy. Buy somebody a coffee at the coffee shop going through the drive-thru for the next person. That makes you feel good. One of the things I used to do, actually, when I was really struggling again, I worked in the hospital, and I just knew that the people that were in the cafeteria, they were going through a lot of stuff with a family member probably, and it was really hard. And I grounded myself in reminding myself with my gratitude, right? And when I would go to the coffee shop downstairs, I would often pay for the coffee for the next person. And it was a little bit selfish. I felt really good doing it, and I wanted to bring the energy to them, but also to bring that energy to me, because it made me feel really good, like I was doing good in the world, and it made me feel like a good person. And I wanted that because the rest of my life felt like I was crumbling and falling apart, but that was like a way that I could elevate my energy and then elevate the energy of the next person. So pass that on as well, opening doors for people, saying thank you, you know, like in a deep way. you know, reaching out to somebody, sending, calling someone, sending, sometimes there are some weeks I send 3 messages out every morning to just random people to check in on how they're doing, just to spread that joy and elevate their energy and my own. And we need more of this all over. But don't just think about other people. I want you guys to think about you and how you're going to elevate your energy and bring your joy, because strong, healthy, happy women build strong, healthy, happy families. And when you guys are strong, healthy, and happy, you have much more to give back to your communities. And that's what I want for you, okay? I want you guys strong, healthy, and happy, so you have more to give back to your families and your communities. And I've been working with a lot of women lately, a lot. I always have, but like lately deeper. And I know that when you take care of yourself, you have more to give. You will take better care of your kids. You will make better choices. You will exist, not just exist in this world at a happier, from a happier place, but you will actually live a life that you feel aligned with, that you're proud of. And that's what we want, right? That's what I want for you guys. It's not just about how you look or like, oh, what the scale weighs. Like, screw that. We need to throw that away and start living every day at our best, our highest vibration, doing the things we know we need to do for ourselves, but also because when we do it for ourselves, that gets passed on to every other interaction around us. And that's important, right? Those are important interactions. Okay, with our families, our kids, our work, our communities, okay? You have an important job, and unless you're taking care of yourself, you know, the rest is really hard. It doesn't have to be hard. Take care of yourself. These are simple things. Elevate your energy. Get some essential oils. Eat some really nourishing foods, you know? Practice some gratitude. Go for a walk. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourselves out there, okay? I'm worried about everybody right now. It's a really crazy world, but he's over there. Okay, elevate your energy. Keep going. Take care, you guys. Have an awesome day. You are amazing.